Seattle lost a civil rights icon over the weekend. The Reverend Dr. Samuel B. McKinney died Saturday. He was 91 years old. Dr. McKinney was pastor at Seattle's Mount Zion Baptist Church for 43 years. During that time, the church's membership tripled, making it the largest Black congregation in the state of Washington. Dr. McKinney also was the founder of the first Black-owned bank in Seattle. He was the first Black president of the Church Council of Greater Seattle, and he was an original member of the Seattle Human Rights Commission that successfully advocated for the city's first Fair Housing Act. Here to talk more about Dr. McKinney, somebody who knew him personally, Vivian Phillips. And I should say, Vivian is a member of KUOW's Board of Directors. Hey, Vivian, thanks for joining us.
Hi, Marcy. Thanks for inviting me.
When, I suppose, did you first become conscious of Dr. McKinney? Because you've known him, you knew him all your life.
Yeah, I don't remember a time that I didn't know Reverend Samuel Barry McKinney. My mother was a member of the church when he arrived there in 1958, and so he's just always been a part of my life.
He was a minister. Did you also consider him a friend?
You know, I think it would be a little bit pompous of me to consider myself a friend because of the stature of the man. I mean, of course, I considered him someone who was close and someone that I could go to. We interacted in a number of different circles. And I think he embraced me as one of his flock, you know, one of his flock of children. Mm-hmm. So yeah, in that sense, yes, of course, but, I would have been incredibly honored for him to consider me a friend.
I know you appeared on stage with him at one point.
Yes, twice. I had the honor of co-narrating, Black Nativity with him twice.
I think that for people who don't think much about the role of Seattle's Mount Zion Baptist Church in the community, I wanted you to talk a little bit more about what that congregation is in Seattle and Dr. McKinney's role in making it that institution.
Well, I think Mount Zion was and has always been, as Reverend McKinney was, an institution in the Seattle community in general, and specifically to the Black community. I think one of my memories about Mount Zion is not just the Sunday services or the Wednesday Bible studies or the Sunday schools, but the newsletter that was ever important to my mother when she became unable to attend church. You know, she always wanted to make sure that she received the Zion News, because that's where the message was extended. It wasn't just about events. It was also Reverend McKinney sending his message to the greater community, depending upon whatever was of particular importance at the time. And also just in general encouragement to the congregation and the general community.
I'm talking with Vivian Phillips about the late Reverend Dr. Samuel McKinney, who died over the weekend. He was a man of God, a church man, but he was also a man who played a role citywide in a fight for social justice, right?
Yes, absolutely. Whenever there was something of great import to the communities of color, Reverend McKinney was always called upon, and he was always there. And I think he lent an incredible amount of integrity to any of the movements that needed to take place to forward social justice and equity in the Seattle community.
In thinking about the passing of a man like this who lived a long life, you also think about what, or at least I think about, what qualities somebody has to have to be a good leader. What do you think those qualities were in Dr. McKinney?
I think that he was always a very contemplative and measured person. He was not a reactive kind of individual. He was a deep thinker. And I think there were a number of times where, you know, things would happen and you want to just react to them. And he was much more measured and thoughtful about his approach to absolutely everything, from his ministry to his advocacy. And he was incredibly integritous. I mean, this was a man of integrity who was absolutely dignified, but not defined by despair. And I think that's the role model of leadership that I was able to pick up from him personally, and a mark that he left on the community.
Did he push or single out people that he thought would be good leaders, or was this just something that you guys saw in his congregation and modeled yourselves after?
I believe it was the latter, that he was an example. I don't really know to the extent how he would seek out individuals for leadership, but he would give you a little nudge and just make you know that he was watching. I remember when I first went to work for Mayor Paul Schell, one of the calls that I got was from Reverend McKinney, and that can be a frightening thing to get a call. It can either be a joy or, you know, a moment of fright. But I got a phone call from him that was a call of congratulations. But also in that call, he said, "I know you'll do the right thing." And this was during the I-200 era. And it was something that stuck with me, you know, before reacting or responding to something, I was able to think about the right thing. How would Reverend McKinney respond? You know, what would his expectation be of my response to certain things? And so that was his way of nudging my own personal leadership. And I would suspect that that was probably true for a number of individuals throughout the community that we see in leadership positions that have had any interaction with Reverend McKinney.
Vivian Phillips, speaking of the Reverend Dr. Samuel B. McKinney, who died on Saturday at the age of 91. Thanks, Vivian.
Thank you.
Dr. McKinney was close colleagues with Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. In 1963, during the March on Washington, McKinney was so determined to see King speak, he fibbed a little to security, saying he was with the press.
"Oh, what's the name of your paper?" I said, "The Zion News." "That's the church paper of Mount Zion." They didn't know any better, and so I stayed. One of the good things, they ushered us right into the front row down front. So we had some good seats. I was behind Dr. King to his right when he gave his "I Have a Dream" speech. Dr. King's greatness is not only his alone, but those who have shared his dream and his vision.
That's the Reverend Dr. Samuel B. McKinney. Yesterday, the bells at Mount Zion Baptist Church rang 43 times, one for each year Dr. McKinney served there. Today, Governor Jay Inslee put out a statement that said no meeting was ever as blessed than when he was present. He'll be missed by many. Trudy and I are thinking of his family and friends as they remember and honor an icon of justice. This is The Record.